Well, now I've got the sunset time for this week and the quiz answer for the last edition. Dusk is at 6:05, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. Now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, when we asked you, according to proverb, how do still waters run? Is that easy? Well, it might be for some, but like all questions, they are only easy if you know the answers. So obviously you can guess, but the correct answer is deep. So still waters run deep. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, extra social contact vital in training, says Guide Dogs. Guide Dogs is encouraging puppy trainers to include beards, tattoos, and other physical characteristics as socialization opportunities after research revealed almost two-thirds of dogs have reacted with fear or confusion to attributes they have not seen or been exposed to before. Specifically, 1 in 5 dog owners said their dogs have shown signs of fear or confusion when encountering unfamiliar physical attributes such as beards, facial piercings, tattoos, and unconventional hairstyles. In addition to distinctive characteristics, floor cleaning tools like vacuums and mops, bicycles and buggies also made the list of things pups should be exposed to from a young age. Last week, Guide Dogs held a socialization event with 8-week-old puppies who were introduced to people representing some of the distinctive characteristics identified. The puppies enjoyed playtime and cuddles to create a positive association and prevent future fearfulness. To help ensure guide dogs are acclimatized to the varied world they will encounter, Dogs is looking to find new puppy raisers, with a particular call out to people with distinctive characteristics, from beards and brightly coloured mohawks to facial piercings and tattoos. The charity is also looking for all kinds of people to volunteer, including cyclists, parents, and pet dog owners, who are all able to expose the puppy to aspects of daily life, like bikes and babies. Haley adds, rather than expose puppies to everything and everyone all the time, people should focus on bringing dogs into a variety of situations at a comfortable rate and help them practice a calm, neutral response. Our puppy raisers are vital in ensuring guide dog puppies are given the best start to go on to become future life changers through the introduction of new environments and experiences while providing a loving home. A second item is warning of hazards outside Moorfields Eye Hospital. Anyone with appointments at Moorfields Eye Hospital will find part of the pavement on Caton Street, where staff and patients cross between the trust and private sites, is closed due to external construction works taking place. To ensure the safety of our staff, patients and members of the public, the construction company has organised a special tactile route. It also has staff on site to help guide people over. A staff group made up of clinical and non-clinical members from the Trust, Moorfields Private and the Institute of Ophthalmology have been meeting regularly with the construction team to ensure measures are as safe and obvious as possible. This includes builders having been taken part in a leading and guiding session to help them understand how to best offer to and support our patients crossing the street. Take care and stay safe. At the same time, Moorfields Eye Hospital has revamped its website. It's still at www.moorfields.nhs.uk, but it has a host of improvements. They include being fully compliant with web content accessibility guidelines. Mobile first. Include a search function and be fully searchable. And having all the information on the former separate Moorfields Eye Hospital and Moorfields Private Eye Hospital websites in one place. And thirdly, 30 fundraising challenges to mark charity birthday year. Marking its 30th anniversary year, Essex-based Support for Sight is holding a fundraising drive with a difference. It will involve supporters, each being involved in 30 different challenges. It could be selling 30 cupcakes to willing friends with a sweet tooth, walking 30 laps of your local park, or being sponsored to give up coffee for 30 days. As long as it's related to 30, anything's possible. So you can phone 01245 933 572 and talk to the team to make pledges. That number again is 01245 933 572. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more local news.